Radio Anna.
You got a thing about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you ever nor really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low. Maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you.
First released in 1968, the theme tune of Radio Eleanor. That's Eleanor from the Turtles. Well, hello and welcome. This is Paul Rodgers presenting part one of the history of Radio Eleanor. Part one of a three-year program, or should I say a program dating back over the last 3 years of this station. From the Turtles, the main theme tune over the last 3 years, and this has always been heard on the openers and the close downs of the station as well. Do you recognize this? The Les Reed Orchestra and Man of Action, a track which was also the theme tune of the 1970 pop offshore radio station RNI. Man of Action from the Les Reed Orchestra. Well, hello, welcome. Part one of the history of the station. Part two will be tomorrow. This is a one-hour program. Presented and compiled by myself, Paul Rodgers. Now then, as you know, Radio Eleanor is 3 years old this weekend, and Eleanor dates back to November the 9th, 1980. November the 9th, 1980, when the first Radio Eleanor transmissions began. Firstly, the transmission started on 254 meters, but this was unsuitable. So Eleanor moved to the frequency of 234 meters medium wave. This was also found to be unsuitable. So Eleanor moved back to 254 meters in the medium wave band. To give you an idea of what the station sounded like some 3 years ago, and the different personalities that have owned and operated and appeared on this station, here is a recording dating back to November and December of 1980.
One word on test, so everything's not up to scratch. It's me and Alan Stacey in the studio at the moment.
Yes, it's me, Alan.
And David Jason might be nibbling along. We're on test for this weekend. Unfortunately, we haven't got all everything together, but I'll be giving you the names of our DJs, our mailing address throughout the programme. This is just a test programme. We could have a programme coming up.
Really, really a great number. That's Earth, Wind and Fire, and After Love Is Gone. Just tuned in, welcome along to a brand new pilot station on the air. We are Radio Eleanor on a test transmission at the moment, but we hope to be broadcasting to you in the next week or so, and we'll have such DJs as Jim Brown, which is himself, David Jason,
Alan Stacey, Charlie Jackson, Steve Powell, Brett Johnson and Wayne Rivers. We are a brand new pirate station about to open on the air either this week or next week, but at the moment we are on test transmission. So if you're picking us up loud and clear, I'd like you to write into the station. You can write into Radio Eleanor at 27 Birkenhead and Merseyside.
And at the moment we'd just like to thank all the advertisers that we will be having on the station. We'd like to thank them for their cooperation in our station, and also we'll be on the air every Saturday and Sunday between the hours of 10 o'clock right the way through till 4 o'clock, if we can say that. This is a brand new station. This is Radio Eleanor on 254 metres medium wave. And we're very sorry indeed that everything seems a bit chaotic now, because at the moment we are on trade test transmission, so at the moment our studio isn't all together, so we've just got two decks.
9 minutes past 2 o'clock, Radio Eleanor.
You know that Radio Eleanor 254 has got...
And here's another one of those news flashes. A warning to drivers on the M6 motorway. A wagon carrying purple paint has just overturned and the wagon drivers are marooned.
Welcome along to the programmes of Radio Eleanor. It's Sunday morning. On the moon. And there you go, nice record from the Drifters. We're all here back, David Jason, Jim Brown, Alan Stacey, Andy Davis, and also Peanut Kenny somewhere in the background.
Right on, baby.
Also, our Eleanor theme will be broadcasting to you throughout the day, which we are going to now proudly present.
Come on, get your dressing gown off, Peanut Kenny. Come on, okay. Get yourself out of bed, lad. Read my little poems over there.
Yes.
Can I just get them there?
Yes.
Please, Andy. And I'll be coming to you tonight with Reggie, and here's a couple of poems while we're at it. Well, you've heard it before, you've heard it again. It's Peanut Ken with Reggie again. Do you want to hear number two?
Come on.
Yeah, come on. Number two is... Pirate radio is the best by far. Get your friends to listen, even ask your ma. You may live in a mansion or even a hut. Wherever you live, tune in to Peanut. Number three is, pick up a pencil, pick up a pen, drop a few lines to Peanut Ken.
Again?
Yeah. I like coffee, I like tea, my name's Peanut, do you like me? Where are we? Number five. Don't just sit there, you'll get in a rush. Turn on your radio and tune in to Peanut. Yay! Where are we? Number six, last one. Some like rhythm, some like blues. Some even listen to the news. I like Reggie again and again, because I am the Paris Peanut Ken. Yay! See you later, folks.
There's a sexy Mr. Rod Stewart there in his passion. That's in this week's Top 40 somewhere about, I think it's about number 16 actually. Did you know that on Eleanor the lads have taken about 3 months to build up the station, and today should definitely be our first day of proper broadcasting.
3 months?
Yeah.
Oh grief, man. It only took 6 days to make the whole world.
All right, you keep your opinion to yourself, okay?
Yes.
Saturday.
Thanks, Mr. Smith. It's Cliff Richard. This is called In the Night.
You waking from a dream.
I wish you something, did I? I had mine. Olive roast potatoes. Let's get the program right underway right now with the Phil Weston program here on Radio Eleanor on 234 in the medium wave band. Here we go, along with the Detroit Spinners and the Cupids. Come on, exciting afternoon. The Phil Weston program, I'd like to say thank you to Jim Brown, who's on before me. He's off home now again on a lovely weekend. He'll be back again next Saturday at 2. That's something to look forward to, isn't it? Now with the Gap Band. Those party lights here on 234 Radio Eleanor.
I'm on the station, you're at the station, this is Eleanor.
some of the very first Radio Eleanor transmissions, dating back to November and December of 1980. People you heard there. Firstly, we heard Jim Brown on one of the very first transmissions, then Andy Davis, followed by Pete Norkenny, and then Phil West and the final voice you heard there. This is a history of Radio Eleanor dating back over the last 3 years. Today, we look at the first 1.5 years. Tomorrow, we look on the second 1.5 years, the final 1.5 years, and also featuring LBC as well. That's all coming up tomorrow. All right, we're up to November and December of 1980, when the very first Radio Eleanor transmissions occurred on 254 and 234 meters in the medium wave band. In the very early days, Radio Eleanor promised quite a lot. In fact, I think they promised a bit too much.
Well, get our mailing address one more time before I disappear for the second hour. Is Radio Eleanor, 71 Ashville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. Radio Eleanor, 71 Ashville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. Don't forget, we're coming to 234, 254 and 97.5 kHz. Leaving you now with the Stylistics. After the Stylistics comes along the Al Delano theme, see you again in the second hour. Just tuned in, you're in line with Radio Delano 234, suddenly going to 259 next week. 259 metres medium wave. And also VHF 99.8.5. I can't even remember that without looking at the bit of paper was handed to me by no more, no less, who should it be?
Pino Kenny with reggae.
Hey, Pino Kenny with reggae. What happened before? We seem to have lost contact with your studio.
We finished.
Oh, what? Okay. Yeah. Well, I went off the air then. We just seem to have lost contact with the studio.
Special news flash.
Oh, special news flash.
We've got to come back and we've got to tell all the audience.
I see, yeah.
Over 8.5 million listeners.
8.5 million listeners?
According to our monitors.
That's very good, that, isn't it? Can't be bad. Welcome along. Good evening. It's a Sunday evening. Work tomorrow. I don't have to keep reminding you, do I? I know you'd rather not be reminded. George Benson, and Nature Boy.
He's a kiss, Jim.
Peanuts Kenny is going mad. What's wrong with him? He looks very sad. He's a bit of a nut. Welcome along, good evening. It's nice to have your company. 1290 kHz. Every Saturday and Sunday. Don't forget, 259 metres medium wave, Radio Eleanor on 259 next week. Also VHF transmitters opening up on 99.5 megahertz. And for nighttime quality, medium wave shifting back to 257. Every weekend, but next week we'll be on to 259 meters medium wave, 99.5 megahertz VHF mono, and shifting every night time to 257 meters. I don't know whether you can understand that, because I can't hardly understand it myself. So from all the DJs today, that's Andy Davis, Alan Stacey, Pino Kenny, David Jason, Phil Easton, Phil Weston. Phil Easton, he's on Radio City. Well, hope you've enjoyed the broadcastings of Radio Eleanor. I'm sorry that I can't play you our signature tune, Eleanor by the Tales. No jingle facilities. Nothing at all like that. Never mind, we'll be back to normal next week. This is Radio Eleanor 234 meters medium wave, 1290 kHz, now closing down. So don't forget, till next week, take good care of yourselves. Tune in next week to 259. If you don't find us on 259, turn back to 234, because you never know where we end up.
Don't matter to me. The reason I'm laughing here is that our very own Peanut Kenny's having a field day in his brand new studio. Anyway, I think he's into it now. He's all right now, I think. We've got our brand new studio here, which is equipped ready for stereo transmissions, we hope, next week. So stay tuned. The only button I don't understand, hang on, is this one. What does this one do? Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm not very impressed with that at all. Hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, it's only an echo machine. Now, what does this button do? Great. And what about this one?
December 1980, firstly Jim Brown, followed by Andy Davis. All the things mentioned there did not happen. In fact, Radio Eleanor stayed on the frequency of 254 metres throughout December and January. The presenters on the station around the time included Jim Brown, Phil Weston, Andy Davis, Robin Blind, who is now known as Robin Ross, on the good ship Radio Caroline. Also, Dave Simpson, Paul Rogers, Ian Dale, Cliff Stewart, who was later known as Cliff Marsh, David Jason, Alan Stacey, and Penal Kenny, who was on the air at the time presenting his famous Shake a Leg reggae shows. The management of the station at the time consisted of a partnership of Penal Kenny, Andy Davis, and Jim Brown. In January, mid-January of 1981, David Jason and Andy Davis left Radio Eleanor to start their own station. This was to be called Triple M, and this was heard on two occasions. Here's a recording of Triple M.
Welcome along to the broadcasting sounds of a brand new station on the air. We go by the name of Merseyside's Music Machine. I hope you're going to stay tuned to us. So it's some more nice music coming your way, and it's Candy Statman.
You're in tune with the test broadcast coming to you on 242 metres on the medium wave, that's 1239.6 kHz AM. This is a weeknight music of continuous rock, pop and disco music, calling itself Triple M, that's Merseyside's Music Machine. We'll be giving you the mailing address throughout the shows. Stand by for 2 hours of music. Triple M broadcast with a power of 0.5 kilowatts on the AM band. We would like to bring you nighttime music, Monday to Friday. For another 15 minutes or so, we have some more test music, followed by 2 hours of program. What a terrific album, too. That's Buzz Skaggs from an album called Middleman. That's a former single of his called Simone. Welcome to a test transmission on a radio station called Merseyside's Music Machine, or Triple M. Coming to you on some open channel on the medium wave this evening. My name is Andy Davis, and myself and David Jason are testing a 0.5 kilowatt TX on the medium wave.
Recordings of Triple M Merseyside Music Machine, which occurred on 266 metres and not 242 metres as announced on the broadcast. The transmissions were heard on two occasions, weekday nights in January 1981. Radio on Eleanor continued, though, and it continued for a few weeks on 254 metres.
254, all the way down to midday today, and still lunchtime, 12 o'clock sharp. And our mailing address is RE71 Ashford Road, Wallasey, in Merseyside. Now, normally Dave Simpson is normally in this hour. Unfortunately, Dave could not make it to the studio. Sounds of commitments elsewhere, but he should be here next week with a little bit of luck. We keep our fingers crossed for that. Yes, thank you all to the hour 1 o'clock. This is your truly Phil Weston with you for the Golden Oldies. Don't forget the new wave is coming in at one from Paul Bodies. And remember, you're drinking and driving, so keep your speed down just a little bit. We want you to get home very, very safe. If you're already home and you're staying up, come and get. We're broadcasting right through the evening till midday Sunday. That's lunchtime. Right, I'm away in my Rolls Royce. It's all parked downstairs, ready to go. Yeah, it's outside in Piccadilly Square here in Manchester. I'll be coming back to these studios in the morning, around about 9 o'clock, hitting your airwaves onto your transistor radios. So join me then. But don't forget, through the evening, we have got Peter Kelly, Paul Rogers, Jimbo Jim Brown, Cliff Stewart, Robin Light, and then me again, okay? Don't forget, Radio Eleanor is broadcasting until midday Sunday, midday lunchtime. We're on the air till then, 12 hours non-stop music. Now will be 11 hours to go for us on this lovely weekend.
Radio Eleanor were now transmitting a nighttime schedule on 254 meters from midnight till midday the following morning on Saturday and Sunday mornings.
All the way down to 2 o'clock in the morning. 2 o'clock in the morning, we've got Pino Kenny. Getting the way down to 3 o'clock. Come get this is a friendly station across the nation, Radio Eleanor, serving North England and also down to North Wales on 254. Radio Eleanor is broadcasting to midday today. Midday today, Radio Eleanor is broadcasting to. That's another 11 hours of non-stop music. Coming in right now is Paul Rodgers.
This is Radio Eleanor. Welcome into the programme this weekend. On this Saturday morning, we're going through till 12 midday. I think we get up to me is Pino Kenny at 2 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, Alan Ford, Jimbo's along at 4. And 5 o'clock, Steve Jones. 6 o'clock is Cliff Stewart. 7 is Robin Blind. 8 o'clock is Jimbo, 9 is Phil Weston, 10 is Ian Dale, and at 11 it's Dave Simpson. This one goes out to all of you who are nodding off at the moment with a tranny under your bed. Coming from Essential Logic.
Your music and your friends are
firstly, Phil Weston, followed by Paul Rodgers, extracts from Radio Eleanor on 254 metres, January 1981. The transmission, the nighttime transmissions. These nighttime transmissions on 254 metres only lasted a few weeks, and Eleanor had technical problems. A transmitter was bought from London for £100, which was a failure. Another transmitter was bought from London for £100, and we went up to London, myself, Pino Kenny, Barry Cullen was driving the car, and Phil Weston as well. We all went up to London, and we got the transmitter, we bought it back from London, and we put it on the air, and it was quite a success. The transmissions started on 232 metres.
Right, Hilda, the Crystals, and a two-run run. So happening with yours truly, Phil Weston here at Radio Eleanor, broadcasting to you live on its test transmission. Right, if you'd like to send us a reception report, you may do so by sending along into our mailing address. Our mailing address is RE71 Astor Road, Wallasey, in Merseyside. Yes, our mailing address is RE71 Astor Road, Wallasey, in Merseyside. If you'd like to send us that reception report, we're listening to the True Pirates of Free Radio, Radio Eleanor, sitting with the top Northwest DJs. And they are Ian Dale, Paul Rodgers, Tony Carr, Barry Cullen, Steve Jones, Cliff Marsh, Mark White, and also Pino Kenny. And not forgetting yours truly, Phil Weston. Here on 232 in the medium wave band at 1296 kilohertz. And if you'd like to write into any of these DJs at Radio Eleanor, you may do so right into 71 Asheville Road, Wallasey, in Merseyside. It's RE71 Asheville Road, Wallasey, in Merseyside. Right to right to Ian Dale, Philip, Paul Rodgers. Sorry, Paul. Tony Carr, Barry Cullen, Steve Jones, Cliff Marsh, Mark Wright, and Phil Weston, and Pino Kenny. And also not forgetting Edna, the tea lady. The lads keep her busy here at the station. That's Radio Eleanor in the medium wave band. And the mailing address is RE71 Asheville Road, Wallasey, in Merseyside. be listening in on Good Friday. Don't forget that was only a test transmission. It is something like 18 hours, I believe. But in the very, very near future, we will be changing very, very shortly on normal broadcasting. In the meantime, here's Pussycat. And Mississippi.
That's Phil Weston with the first test transmission on 232 meters, 1296 kilohertz. Eleanor, we're using a crystal because in the early days, the 254 transmissions were always on a VFO. In other words, a whistle on the broadcast. So Eleanor, we're using a crystal and reception was a lot better with the transmitter from London. Nighttime transmission started on 232 meters, 1296 kilohertz, the new frequency of Radio Eleanor. And the transmission started Friday night at midnight through till 10 a.m. on Saturday morning and 12 o'clock midnight on Saturday night through till 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. The Radio Eleanor team on the 232 night transmissions included Ian Dale, Paul Rogers, Phil Weston, Tony Carr, Mark Wright, Barry Cullen, Jim Brown, Dave Allen, and station manager Pino Kenny making the occasional appearance. Here now we have a extract from the Ian Dale show, 12 o'clock midnight till 1 a.m. on the Friday and Saturday evening.
And on the B-side is an instrumental version of that track. Radio Eleanor, 232 meters on the medium wave. That's a frequency of 1296 kilohertz. The best in nighttime music over the weekend. Ian Dale in the chair through to 1. And Paul Rogers comes along at 1, so stay tuned for him. Don't forget, if you'd like a request or dedication, the address is ever RE71 Asheville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. And don't worry if you missed it then, because I shall give it to you a little later on.
Ian Dale, oh, I think he's terrific.
That's a record called Without a Song. It's really depressing, that. I don't think we'll play that one again. And we're playing that one by way of competition. And I can tell you it comes from a gentleman by the name of Gary Shearston. And what I would like to know is, what is the title of Gary Shearston's only British hit? Okay, the title of Gary Shearston's only British hit to date. And if you think you know, drop me a line. My name's Ian Dale and the address is RE71 Asheville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. And if you do enter the competition, don't forget to say which chart single you would like to win if you're lucky enough to be pulled out of the box first. All right. And that brings us on to a letter from a gentleman called Ian Lovett of 8 Prior Close, Wisterston Crew, Cheshire, CW28DN. And it says, Dear Sirs, as a great fan of Free Radio, I'm writing to give you my support and also to ask for some details on Radio Eleanor and some of your station stickers, for which many thanks in advance. Please find a close stamped addressed envelope. Yes. I often tune to Radio Eleanor when you're on the air, as I enjoy your programming and presentation, which is very professional and makes very pleasant listening. I write to as many free radio stations as possible, even if I cannot receive them, just to show my support. I believe there is a definite need for a choice from ILR. Don't get me wrong, many ILR programmes are very good, but you still need an alternative, as the BBC don't provide one. All the BBC locals are good for is a cure for insomnia. Anyway, I hope to hear from you soon. Until then, best wishes. 73 is an FFR. Ian Lovett, I'm not sure. That's very nice of you. Probably CB slang or something like that. So thanks very much for the letter, Ian. I seem to have lost your SAE, but I'll send you some car stickers and things as soon as they come in anyway, all right? And if you're listening, I hope you're going to enter the competition for this week. In the meantime, on Radio Eleanor, it's back to the music, which, in fact, is our business. This is The Teardrop Explodes and one called Treason. Well, it's just a story, but that's what they said about Ian Dale, you know. That one comes from The Teardrop Explodes, and that's their first bit of success, hopefully not their last.
I could tell you a few things about Ian Dale. He's very good, you know.
A little bit of that there Reggie music, as we haven't had any for a while. Taking us a bit nearer to the top of the hour, and Paul Rogers, this is Bob Marley and the Wailers, of course, as I'm sure you recognise by now. And a classic, this is called Is This Love?
Ian Dale presenting his 12 o'clock midnight to 1 a.m. spot on the nighttime transmissions from Radio Eleanor on 232, 1296 kilohertz. The transmissions from 12 midnight till 10 a.m. the next morning on Saturday and Sunday mornings. These transmissions started in April 1981, and after a few months of the nighttime transmissions, there were more problems and Eleanor was off the air. It was then decided to broadcast daytime during the weekend. And tests took place on the same frequency that the nighttime transmissions took place on. That was 1296 kHz, 232 meters medium wave. Test transmissions took place day and night. But in early August, another decision was made to abandon plans to broadcast daytime at the weekend, as there all were already other stations providing services at the weekend. So in mid-August, Radio Eleanor began broadcasting Monday and Tuesday nights from 6 p.m. till 12 midnight on a new frequency which was free during the weekday nights, 266 meters, 1125 kilohertz. Here's a recording of some of the presenters on at that time.
From Rick Smith and Rachel Sweet at 38 this week, and definitely on the way up with the one called Everlasting Love. All right, you're with Mark Wright on the radio between now and 9 with some great music. The Eagles from the album Hotel California. Can you take it? It's just about 10 minutes past 8. And you're with 266, Music Radio from Merseyside to the Great Northwest. Stay tuned, very best.
Good evening, you're in tune with 266 metres on the medium wave band. That's also a frequency of 1125 kHz AM. And this is the sound of free radio from Merseyside, North Wales and the Northwest. Radio Eleanor for a Wednesday evening. Be available in the chat before 7 o'clock. All the fun is coming up between now and the hour of 12 midnight when we close down. And lots of good things happening, so I hope you're going to stay tuned to us.
On Radio Eleanor.
Yes, indeed, Ian Dale on the air through till 7 o'clock tonight with all the very best in music. Beginning things now with Crawler. And this is one from them called How Will You Break My Heart? 6:05, Radio Eleanor, talk 2:06, that's 11:25. 6:08 on 2:06, that's the sound of Crawler, at one time known as Backstreet Crawler. And a record called How Will You Do It? How Will You Break My Heart? And just remind you, if you'd like to write to us here at the station for any reason whatsoever, well, that old mailing address, it's RE71 Asheville Road, Wallasey, in the county of Merseyside. We're going to upload on Monday, playing it again because I think it's rather good. Rolling Stones' latest single from them, back in their old style of things, which is called Start Me Up.
Mark Wright and then Ian Dale. On 266 metres, the new Radio Eleanor frequency, 1125 kHz. As mentioned, the Eleanor transmissions Monday and Tuesday night from 6 p.m. till midnight. And after a few weeks, Wednesday was introduced and also a Thursday between 6 and 9. At this time, the Eleanor lineup was the same as the nighttime transmissions. Ian Dale, Paul Rogers, Mark Wright, Barry Cohen, Dave Allen, Tony Carr, Jim Brown, manager Peanut Kenny and Phil Weston returning after leaving the station a few weeks earlier. Engineer of the station became Mr. Bert Williams. Here's a recording of a Radio Eleanor transmission on 266 metres.
Broadcasting to the Great Northwest, North Wales on 266 on a frequency of 1125 kHz. This is the exciting sound of Radio Eleanor. Yes, on this Monday evening, this is the evening transmission of Radio Eleanor. In a couple moments' time, your truly Phil Weston will take you round to 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, it's Paul Rogers, and he'll be giving you lots of new sounds. At 8 o'clock, yes, Radio Eleanor's own Top 30 show with Mark Wright. 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, it's Barry Cullen. 10 o'clock to 11, it's Ian Dale. And 11's at midnight, Tony Carr with the Late Night Show. These are programs tonight on the Big RV, Radio Eleanor. At 12 o'clock, Mark Wright will return with the official Close Down. And working very hard behind the scenes tonight are engineers and technicians. Also, Pino Kenny, and also not forgetting Edna with her tea trolley. And if you'd like to write into the station, our mailing address is RV71 Asheville Road, Wallasey in Merseyside. It's RV71 Asheville Road, Wallasey in Merseyside.
So Radio Eleanor was transmitting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 6 p.m. till midnight, and Thursday 6 o'clock till 9 p.m. on 266 11 25 kilohertz. This stayed throughout 4 months in 1981, and in late October 1981, three presenters left Radio Eleanor: Jim Brown, Paul Rogers, and Phil Weston. And Eleanor disappeared for 2 weeks. And on its first birthday, Monday, November the 9th, 1981, Eleanor returned, and here's Mark Wright.
Testing week, and going Monday to Friday from today. All that a little later on. This is Mark Wright taking you through right till 7 o'clock tonight on the very best station with the very best music. That's RE266-1125. The friendliest free radio station in the whole world. And of course it's November the 9th, which means it's Radio Eleanor's first birthday. Yes, Eleanor is 1 year old today. It's 1 year since RE266 went on the air. And we're all celebrating here down at the studio. A little bit of a party going on in the background. And it just so happens that our birthday on the November the 9th coincides with a sort of brand new start for the station. All sorts of changes have been going on here behind the scenes. We've got a new look Eleanor from this week. Radio Eleanor with a brand new look at 10 past 6 on Monday, November the 9th. It's birthday. And I tell you, there ain't no stopping us now. Music right through to 10 o'clock tonight on the very best station. And right after this record, I'll be giving you some more station information about the new lineup of DJs. And exactly where we're going from here. We're going a long way, I can tell you. Here's McFadden and Whiter back in time. We also had one or two troubles internally on the station from last week and the week before, because we had one or two DJs leaving. And the DJs who've left Radio Eleanor are Phil Weston, Paul Rogers, and Jimbo Brown. And we wish all these three DJs the very best of luck in what they do in the future. But we still have the very best DJs left on the station, we can assure you of that. And we've got three brand new DJs joining us from this week. And two of them are well known in radio circles on Merseyside. And they are Ann Stand and Cliff Marsh. And Cliff Marsh in particular has worked with Eleanor before. And he was a great success on the station. We welcome him back from this week. And Cliff on later on in the week. Ann Stand was previously a very big success on MAR, which no longer exists, really. So we welcome Ann Stand all the way from MAR. And in fact, Ann will be replacing Paul Rogers. And Ann will be on the air tonight at 7 o'clock after me. And she certainly is a very lovely lady. And I'd like to welcome Ann to the station. She's got some great music lined up for you tonight between 7 and 8. At 8 o'clock tonight, it's Ian Dale, Music and Madness. Yes, music and madness combined with the popular star of Eleanor. That's Ian Dale at 8 o'clock tonight on a new time. And then at 9 for the final hour of broadcasting this evening, it's Tony Carr. And Tony normally does a late show, but, well, 9 o'clock isn't all that late. So I'm not quite sure what Tony has in store for you this evening, and it's bound to be very good music. Other station news, rock music with Dave Allen is extending till 2 hours this week, so 2 hours of rock from Dave later on in the week. And another brand new DJ on the station, that's Nicky James. And Nick will be playing a lot of Motown music. And Nick's got 2 hours later in the week as well. So that's three brand new DJs on Eleanor, Handstand, Cliff Marsh, and Nick James. All to look forward to. And of course, the old regulars. That's Ian Dale, Tony Carr, Barry Cullen, myself, Mark Wright, Dave Allen. And we're here pumping out the music for you all week on Eleanor. And one very important thing I have to mention is that although at the moment we're only broadcasting from 6 to 10 in the evening, we are broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday now. And it's big thanks on the technical side to Pina Kenny and all the staff behind the station. And of course not forgetting Edna, the tea lady, who's running around with the champagne tonight. Yes, it's champers tonight because, of course, it's Eleanor's first birthday. And thanks to everybody who sent in the birthday cards. We really do appreciate them.
It's just great for fun.
Number one for fun. That's RE266-1125. At 17 minutes after 6 with Mark Wright. On a Monday. And Rob Stewart, tonight I'm yours. Tonight I'm yours till 7.
The Handstand Show on Tuesday evening on Radio Eleanor. Hope you've all had a good day. We're going to start with Peter Shelley's new single. I don't know what it is. I think it's a free single with this as well. Anyway, see where it's like.
So then, for Paddington and all his gang, the Heswell Mob, don't forget to write the new time, 6 till 7, Thursday and Friday. Yes, well, it seems to me that it's very, very nearly time for me to go. Whoops. She just would not believe what's actually happened here. Another record's fallen on the deck, so just excuse me for the moment. And if you hear a bang, it's not my fault. There were two records revolving on the same deck then. All right then, that's about it. Very nearly time for me to go. Hope you've enjoyed the show this Friday evening. Stand by at 7 for Cliff Marsh. At 8, it's Nick James. At 9, it's Dave Allen. And at 10 o'clock, Mark Wright along for the close down on the Big One on Merseyside. That's 266-1125 kHz, broadcasting to Central Merseyside. And don't forget, Radio Eleanor returns to the air next Monday at 6 o'clock. Yes, at 6 o'clock with Mark Wright and the Top 30 Show. At 7, Handstand, 8, Ian Dale, 9, Tony Carr. Don't forget, if you'd like to write into the station for a dedication request, or the information, or car stickers, then do enclose an SAE for the last two. The mailing address, RE71, Asheville Road, Wallasey, on Merseyside. I hope you enjoyed the last two nights. I'll be back with you on the air next Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Join me then, won't you? At present, I'm now shooting off down the M6 to Birmingham and for a weekend of fun. And I bet you to come back with a sore head.
Firstly, Mark Wright and then Barry Cullen, recordings from November and December of 1981. These 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock transmissions, Monday to Friday on 266 from Eleanor, after a few weeks extended from 6 p.m. till midnight, Monday to Friday. Presenters of the time on the station, were Mark Wright, Ian Dale, Tony Carr, Dave Allen, Nick James, Ann Stand, Barry Cullen, and this guy. He was earlier known as Cliff Stewart. At the time, he was known as Cliff Marsh.
That's the Specials and something called Ghost Town. A very good evening to you. It's Radio Eleanor, broadcasting on 266 metres medium wave, which is 1125 kilohertz. And my name's Cliff Marsh, and will remain to be so for the next hour. And it's about 4 months since I broadcasted here on Radio Eleanor. But you didn't even miss me, did you? Well, I missed you, I can assure you. Now, if you expected Ann Stan tonight, I'm sorry about that. It's her usual spot, but I shall be doing between 7 and 8 every Friday now. She's normally on between 7 and 8 at the start of the week. Right through the week she will be, apart from Friday, which I will do. And I thought you wouldn't notice that in a moment I had a cold, so you'd be able to tell my voice a little bit butcher than Ann's, you know what I mean? The start of this record sounds a little bit like the start to Reports Action Music to me. The Human League and Open Your Heart. Double time check, 7 minutes past seven. And I nearly didn't make it tonight. I've been in Leicester most of the day today, which is 150-60 miles away. Driving back in the dark, I had my lights full on, I had my radio going. Listen to Radio Eleanor for the best part of the way, you understand. Windscreen wipers going, so when I got back to the house, nipped in to get something to eat, got back in my car, tried to start it, and the battery was absolutely flat, so Mr. Dale kindly agreed to give me a lift in, and so that means he's here. Say hello, Mr. Dale.
No.
Why not?
Well, I'm not being paid to.
Well, don't
another
you
another thing, it's my night off from Radio Eleanor, so I'm not saying anything.
Well, you've got to wait until I finish it and take me home. You're not going to leave me stranded here, are you?
Quite possibly, yes, actually. It's something I have given consideration to.
Good, are you glad I'm back?
Not really, no.
Why?
Well, why should I be?
You must have missed me.
No, not really. I wasn't aiming for you, actually.
Fine, should hope not. Thank you, Mr. Dale.
Farag.
Who shall appear again next Monday between 8 and 9, is that not right?
It is right indeed.
Presenter Cliff Marsh and a touch of Ian Dale on the nighttime 6 till midnight transmissions from Radio Eleanor. These transmissions proved to be the peak in Radio Eleanor's life, with hardly a break in transmission and good quality shows. The transmissions lasted throughout November and December and up to Christmas 1981, when Eleanor presented a special big Christmas bonanza. Here's a few extracts of the Christmas programmes 1981.
Yeah, and that was specially played for the lads in Hornby Road, Hotel Hornby Road, and they understand this, and they also understand radio well enough, because I believe they all tune in there and have a little listen now and again. So I'd like to especially say Merry Christmas to them lads there, and a very Happy New Year. I know what it's like. And I'd also like to play this one, especially for Barry Cullen, because I know he likes this one, and it goes like this: I should have known better.
That I would love everything that you do.
Okay, this is especially going out for all the lucky fiddlers and also all the shoplifters, all done a good little job over Christmas. And oh, by the way, the telephone number is 051-677. I'll repeat this once more, and that's the finish of it. It's 051-677.
You're listening to Free Radio, Pirates of the Northwest. I'm the Jolly Roger in the chair today. It's yours truly, Dave Allen, taking you through straight till 4 o'clock. Just made it to the studio today on my clapped out bike. Just about made it here. I'm closer to the heart. I just want to take this opportunity, why Mr. Nicholas James has stopped messing about, to thank Philippa in Anfield Road over Liverpool for the Christmas card she sent me. This is a little something I'm always singing to myself from the album Dirty Mighty Deeds Done Cheap, AC/DC. And it ain't no fun waiting around to be a millionaire.
I was approached by Andy Davis and Jim Brown to join them on Eleanor as the third party. Not just as a person forgetting locations and putting early, but a third party. Well, I've decided to do this after being talked around by Jim Brown and Andy Davis. At the time, Andy Davis was the engineer. Now, Phil Weston was also on the station at the time. None of my presenters who's on Eleanor now were here or there then. Only at the time, Phil Weston was on the station. I think Phil started just before me, did he?
Yeah, just before you.
I think it was only a matter of a week or two, and
yeah,
I'm not quite sure. And things just did not work out between the management. And Andy Davis decided to leave through fault of my own. I'll carry the can there, through fault of my own. Because we've never seen... There's only got to be one chief. It's no good having three chiefs. And me and Jimbo, I mean, we always seem to vote against what he said. There was reasons for that, because Andy was wrong in a lot of things. And he was right in a lot of things. Now, when we thought he was right, we put our hands up and said, right, you're right, we'll stick by you. But we had arguments from time to time, and it didn't work out. So Andy Davis left us with, he decided to leave because things weren't working out. So anyway, we bought another transmitter from another engineer. What was a fine transmitter, but we never had a crystal. And at the time, crystals were fairly rare. The only people who had crystals at that time was Uncle Bert Williams. That's my dad, isn't he? And he wasn't speaking to me, it's just that he wasn't speaking to the pirate radio, because at the time, Bert Williams was the engineer, the pioneer of pirate radio, before all your radio Jackie Morse and your MARs. He was the main chief, and you can't take that away from him. I don't think Andy Davis himself will ever take that away. He will give credit where it deserves. And he just wouldn't help anyone, because, as I was saying before earlier on, he doesn't like people getting hold of them who don't know what they're doing. And he was so ripped off in the past from John Dwyer and various other people. He just couldn't trust anyone. It's not that he didn't want to help anyone, because Bert Williams will certainly help anyone any time. It's as easy as that, and I know that for a fact. If it wasn't for that guy, I mean, Eleanor wouldn't have had the success and what it's actually had. Anyway, Bert Williams wouldn't give anyone anything for the time because of that reason. And we have to get a transmitter from London then. So we decided to go to London. We got a transmitter. We paid quite a lot of money for it. We won't go into the price. And we brought it back down, and we put it on the air. It only lasted a couple of days, and it wasn't a success, and it blew up through fault of my own. And the next thing is, well, we got on the phone again, we ordered another transmitter, and we got another London transmitter, and we brought that down. Now, that was a success to a certain extent. It was never like the one what we certainly got a Bert Williams is here, what's in another location, because we do not have the transmitter in the same place as where we are, because it's so technical. And Bert Williams actually likes that way, because he's so keen, isn't he? You know, he's what's the word for it? He's
enthusiastic.
Yeah, that's the word for it, yeah. And he likes everything spot on, as he is a perfectionist. So this transmitter just never had the quality and the treble like what Bert Williams' transmitter's got. So anyway, I got in touch with Bert Williams through Jim Brown, and he come up and he see me. Well, ever since then, he knew that I was, well, I think, well, we got on well.
Firstly, two Christmas transmissions.
Firstly, Penal Kenny, followed by Dave Allen, and then Penal Kenny on January the 8th, 1982, Friday evening, also featuring a guest appearance from Jim Brown on that extract. The Eleanor 6pm till midnight transmissions on 266 continue throughout January and February of 1982. And in this time, Radio Eleanor was closely linked with its sister station, Radio Rondo, which broadcast on 266, 1125 kHz on a Saturday. And it was run by the engineer of the station, Bert Williams. And Bert had an argument with Penal Kenny and decided to confiscate his transmitting equipment in February of 1982. It was after this that the Radio Eleanor transmissions became very chaotic and suffered a lack of quality. The presentation team were down to Mark Wright, Barry Cullen, Nick James, and Dave Allen.
This is one of those classics. It comes from Gladys Knight and a Pips, and it's called The Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. And you're the best thing that ever happened to me. And Eleanor is surely the best thing that ever happened to you. Eleanor broadcasts Monday and Tuesday between 6 and 12 midnight. So join us this Monday if you've never joined us before. Listen to exactly what we're all about. The first sound of free radio for a Thursday evening. This is Barry Cullen with you. I'm with you for around about 10 or so minutes time until 7 o'clock. And at 7, well, we'll probably leave the airways. But join us next Monday night at 6 pronto. When it's 6 till 7, 6 till 8, Barry Cullen, 8 till 10, Nick James, and then 10 till 12 with The Rock Show, it's Dave Allen for you all and all. And if you'd like to write into the station for requests, dedications, or in fact the Radio Eleanor car stickers, all you've got to do is drop us a line to that mailing address. It's only 71 Ashby Road, Wallasey, on Merseyside. We'll dispatch them to you straight away. So if you want to mention somebody special next week, drop us a line and I'll do it for you. From the station then, there's myself, Barry Cullen, Nick James, Soul Music. Catch Nick on a Monday between 8 and 10 o'clock, and also Dave Allen, who does The Rock Show. And Dave with you between 10 and 12 on Mondays, and also on Tuesdays currently.
So Radio Eleanor continued on 266 throughout 1982, with the presenters Barry Cullen, Mark Wright, Nick James, and Dave Allen with his Rock Show. And as mentioned earlier on, the programmes were quite chaotic at that time, and in October of 1982, a new station was heard with the management, ex-Radio Eleanor manager Penal Kenny, John Dwyer, and also Bert Williams, and we'll go into the story of LBC tomorrow at the same time.
Just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really.
For the past 1 hour, you have been listening to part one of the history of Radio Eleanor, looking back over the last 3 years of the history of the station. Stay tuned, because we will be giving you more news on how you can obtain a copy of this show. So if you fancy having a studio copy of this show, which could become a collector's item in very, very near future, well, stay tuned and we'll give you details. So for the past hour, this has been a history of Radio Eleanor. Part two will be tomorrow at the same time. This program has been compiled and presented by myself, Paul Rogers. Stay tuned to Eleanor. See you tomorrow at the same time.
Watch the show. I think I love you.
Yeah. Thank you very much to Paul Rogers. Well, the Radio Eleanor history there. More tomorrow. Saturday afternoon, the Power Play, Paul Young and the Royal Family.
Free food tickets, water in the milk from a hole in the roof where the rain came through. What can you do? Tears from your little sister, crying because she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. But you know, she'll get by, 'cause she's living in the love of the...